It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnevalley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Christopher. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Well, I'm good. What are you planning on doing tonight? Anything special?
Watching a basketball game.
I kind of can tell that by the shirt you have on here this morning.
Yeah, I had to represent a little bit.
Now, I'm wearing the company logo today. Yeah. I see where my priorities are.
Okay.
Actually, I'll probably just make sure that the snowblower starts tonight. Just never know when you might need
That's
it, right?
True, sometime.
Brett Holt's not able to be in the studio with us here this morning. He's got big business to take care of, so in his stead, we'll listen to this from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, the Freeze in Freeze Notice joins us here this morning. Harvey Freeze with us here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Well, I'm not too bad this morning, all things considered. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the changing weather. The last couple of days, all I've heard is people tell me, hey, listen, all the snow we're going to get next week. I thought, well, gee whiz, I'll just go straight to the source. How much snow are we going to get next week?
Well, it is getting exciting, and we haven't, this is the longest streak.
No. You're talking snow, and you're talking exciting?
Well, what is exciting about it is that this is the longest streak of no snow across parts of western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. We tied the streak of 284 days of on December the 4th. And if we do get some snow on Sunday, that'll be 289 days. So we'll be setting a record for the longest stretch of time of not having any snow. But anyway, on Sunday, there's going to be a storm developing across the plains in up in South Dakota and North Dakota. And that's where the heaviest and the strongest area of snow is going to be, probably moving from the Dakotas into Minnesota, on towards Wisconsin and the Great Lakes. And we'll be picking up some snow. I'm not sure exactly how much, but I would say probably maybe 2 inches of snow here for Sunday morning into Sunday afternoon. It looks like be more like rain across a large part of southeastern Iowa and on into Illinois, but that'll be our first chance.
So I really should get the shovel down and make sure it works.
That's right. You should. You sharpen it up a little bit here. Maybe get a little extra salt and that kind of stuff, because we will have some really very cold temperatures after that snowstorm moves on through. I think that on Monday morning we're going to be looking at an overnight low somewhere around 5 degrees, and I wouldn't be surprised in some portions of over eastern Nebraska, maybe northwest Iowa, getting on close to zero. But the good news is that that cold isn't going to last very long, and we should see moderating temperatures next week back to at least normal, or maybe even above normal by the middle to latter part of the week. So looking for daytime highs in the 30s, maybe back up around 40 towards the latter part of next week.
So while we might see snow here in a couple of days, by this time next week, it's likely we won't have any left?
Probably not. I think temperatures will be probably getting right up around freezing or a little bit there, and so it'll be melting.
Oh, I'll be darned. All right. Well, that's not so bad then. I guess it's not going to stick around. It's been a while since we've had a winter where we've had the snow fall and then stay with us for several months.
Yeah, it's been, actually, it wasn't that long ago, but
well, seems like it.
It does seem that way. I think in 2010 it was, and in the late 2008 and 9 and 10, boy, it was really bad, wasn't it? We were talking about record snowfall for the year.
Yeah,
and we forget how quickly things change. But I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this. A stretch of almost 300 days without snow.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, really, I am. Now if we could figure out a way to get rid of the cold. I don't mind the snow so much. I just don't care for the cold weather all that much. But last year was really, was it really tipping the scales, though? Because it was so mild. I think we only had three or four snow events of any significance at all. And even that, after it snowed, it was gone in a week or two. Was that really terribly unusual last year?
It was. I think that 2012 is going to be the warmest year on record for a large portion of the Midwest, including Omaha and Des Moines and Atlantic. This is really, really historic here. I think the number one warmest year was 1931. So, and it took 70 years to get around to it. But we're 2012 will now be the warmest year. And along with that, of course, we didn't have very much snow last year.
Yeah. Well,
I can't even remember how much we had, but it was certainly minimal. I think maybe just less than 10 inches or something like that.
I was going to say, I'm not even sure we cracked double digits. It was very little. We only had, as I remember, about three or four snow events, and they were like 2, maybe 3 inches, and they were gone in a few days. It just didn't stick around.
Here it is. Here, I just found it. It was in Omaha. They had 12.8 inches of snow, which was the fifth lowest on record for that year. And in Lincoln, they had 14 inches of snow. So we're about right. We're pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close. Well, let's look further down the road here, Harvey. I know you guys don't like to look terribly far down the road. There's that risk of being incorrect, and we all hate that. But Christmas, white Christmas, brown Christmas, green Christmas, what should we look for here?
Boy, I think you're trying to put me on the spot. I heard the commercial before there with the 2-inch snow, you get some jewelry there. So,
Well, I don't want to skew the contest, but...
okay, Christmas. You want to know about Christmas? What's the chances of a white Christmas in Atlantic? Let me think here for a second.
50-50, huh?
Well, I might as well. Yeah, because I'm going to go 50-50. Well, actually, you know, it would be a record without having some snow. So I'm going to go, there's a pretty good chance that we'll have snow on or before Christmas.
Well, I guess I'm thinking we probably will because you're already talking about it here this weekend, so you got a pretty good shot of
cutting
that one down.
Yeah, I was hedging my bets there.
I'm just kind of wondering about, you know, will we be trudging through snow on Christmas Day? Is there a better than average chance of that?
I don't think so.
Not so much?
I don't think so. No? I think we're talking about minimals. This drought is going to continue across the Midwest. I don't see any changes in that at all. A lot of times we talk about these seasonal and climatic patterns affected by things like the El Nino. You've heard us talk about that before. And the El Nino is going to remain in a neutral condition right on through the winter. So I don't expect any big changes from what we're seeing already for this winter as we go forward. So we're going to continue to have a drought pattern across a large portion of the Midwest. And although that would, I think that as we go from December into January, we're going to see the temperature pattern change to a below normal temperature pattern instead of this mild pattern that we've been in. I think it'll probably be January, February before we begin to see some significant precipitation in the form of snow across western Iowa and Nebraska.
You know, all kidding aside about the snow, though, a serious part you talked about is the drought conditions, the dry conditions we've been experiencing. How important is it for us to get some sort of substantial snow cover this year?
Well, I don't think you don't break the drought with snow cover. You know, we might pick up, I think an inch of snow would be like a tenth of an inch of moisture. And so even if you had a couple of feet of snow, that isn't that much moisture, and we need something like 10 to 15 inches of moisture to replenish the subsoil moisture levels in our area. So we're going to have to expect some good spring rains, some heavy spring rains to help replace that subsoil moisture, and it's probably not all going to occur next spring. It's probably going to take a while, next spring, next summer, maybe on into next fall before we are talking about the subsoil moisture that's being replenished.
Gee, wow, so we got a little work to do then.
A lot of work.
A lot of work. All right. Well, white Christmas, perhaps. We'll see. A white weekend sounds pretty good for that, at least on Sunday.
It'll be exciting. So, yeah. You know, with the weather that we've had, people have been able to get out and get their lights up. There's a lot of nice, good-looking Christmas lights all over the place now. And so a little bit of snow, get us in the mood here.
Yeah, you got that right. It sure will. That'll get people out shopping because they haven't been doing that, right? Harvey, I know you're busy. I'll let you go. Thanks for the time, and you and your family have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth. That's Harvey Freeze, a Freeze Notice meteorologist, trying to explain to us what we should expect here coming up. Yeah, everywhere you go here the last few days, everybody's been saying, hey, we're getting snow, we're getting snow. And I heard varying amounts of an inch or less up to about a half a foot or so. And everybody's got their different places. They're looking at forecasts and stuff. And Harvey's saying we could wake up Sunday morning and see maybe a couple inches. We'll see. But as he said, it won't be around very long. If you like the snow and you want to go make a snow angel, you better do it fast because it'll be cold for a few days, then warm up by the weekend again. So get out there in a hurry. It's no fun making slush angels, is it?
No, it's a little messy.
It's really not that much fun. Yeah.